Blog Talk Radio.
Man, it's not just for the young. We'd like to thank you for tuning in once again. We are New Beginnings Ministry, and we're here from 7 o'clock until 8 o'clock. Amen. So we thank you for being a part of this hour. I am sitting in for Bishop Eddie Harris. I received a last-minute a last-minute call saying that he was rushed to the hospital. So if you please could, all of you online and those of you who are listening by internet, if you could keep him in prayer, that would be greatly appreciated, because I believe that prayer changes things. Amen. That is the gift that God has given us, that's able to change those things that we see and we hear from the natural into the spiritual. So if you could, please, ma'am, please, sir, lift him up in prayer, he and his family. Amen. He was scheduled to speak this evening, and I received a last-minute call. So yours truly, I'm going to be speaking to you this evening from Proverbs chapter 19. Amen. We're going to have an opening prayer. I'm going to ask Minister Haman if she would lead us in opening prayer. I believe I see this New York number here. Amen. And for those of you who would like to come and be a part of the Zoom number is 505-563-6808. That's 505-563-6808. And the passcode would be capital P-S-A-L-M 23, capital P-S-A-L-M 23 is the passcode. For those of you who are listening by internet, we are an interactive ministry, and if you would like to call in and to participate online, the call-in number is 347-237-4054. That's 347-237-4054. And when you call in, you can be a part of this line. Amen. All the mics are open for those who are online right now. We have Zoom open, and also we have the online, and I see a numerous numbers here. Amen. So all of the mics are open. If you could, please make sure that you mute your device, and when you get ready to speak, just unmute it. I try to leave the mics open, and it's easier for you. All you have to do is just unmute and just speak. Amen. When it's unmuted, we hear everything in the background, even someone sneezing in the background. We can hear that. It picks up and it is recorded. So we like to make sure that everything is done decently and in order. Note is that if you would like to listen to this message or any of the other 500 messages that are online, you can go into Blog Talk Radio and then type in We Can Begin Again. Blog Talk Radio, type in We Can Begin Again, and you can listen to any one of the messages that's there, the one tonight or any message that has been on, Pastor Miles, any of the speakers that have been on, you can listen, amen, and be a blessing. It would be a blessing to you, amen, to listen to the word of God, amen. We're going to move forward, and if Minister Haman is there, I'm going to ask her to open up with prayer. And before we also do that, I'd also like to congratulate and also let you know that on the third of the week, Pastor Miles, Pastor Reginald Miles, will be speaking. He will be the speaker for the third week. Amen. And it is a blessing to have him to be a part of this hour on the third weekend to proclaim the word of the Lord. Amen. So we'd like to acknowledge him for being a part of the ministry and being a consistent speaker on the third week. Amen. Minister Haman, are you there? Okay, I thought I saw a New York number.
Oh, yes, I'm here, sir. Okay. I thought I put myself off mute, but it was the speaker. Okay, God bless you.
And would you lead us off in prayer, and then after that we're going to move forward into our scriptures for this evening. Please keep me in prayer as I go through this. This is a last-minute study, and I just ask the Lord if he would just reveal to me or unveil the mysteries of his word so that the hearers would be able to hear it and receive a word from the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Yes, praise God. Father God, in Jesus' name, as we come to you boldly to your throne of grace, but yet humbly, dear God, we thank you for this day that you have made. We thank you for all that you're doing. We thank you that you watched over us throughout the day, dear God. We thank you that you've given us the breath of life, dear Father, that we can even look to the hills whence cometh our help. Our help comes from you. Dear God, we thank you, and we ask you to forgive us for anything we've said or done that wasn't pleasing in your sight, anything knowingly and unknowingly, dear God. We ask you to wash us and cleanse us and fill us up again with your precious Holy Spirit. And we forgive all those that have trespassed against us. We don't want none of our prayers to be hindered, dear God, but we thank you today that we can come to you and ask you, Father, to forgive us. And we give you praise and glory for all that you're going to do, all that you have done, and all that you're doing, going to do tonight. Lord, bless each and every one on Zoom and this prayer line, on this line, this Bible study, this line. Bless everyone, the hearers in each and every state and city, dear God. Bless them. They're going out and coming in, dear God. Any healings, dear God, we thank you that the sob of your healing shall saturate them, dear God, with the blood of Jesus from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet. We give you praise for each and every household, each and every church represented on this line. Dear God, bless them. Keep them. Hallelujah. Make ways out of no ways for them, dear God. So we thank you today for this hour that we're going into this Bible study. We thank you for New Beginnings Ministry, dear God. We thank you for the longevity. We thank you, dear God, that your presence is on this line, hallelujah, and longevity is on this line. We give you praise and glory. Your glory is on this line, dear God. We thank you for Elder John, Dr. John, and Dr. Suzanne, dear God, the founders of this line. We give you praise and glory, dear Father, for their vision. Continue to bless them and keep them. Continue to make ways out of no ways. We give you praise, dear God. Now bless the speaker of the hour, Elder John, dear God, as he dives into your word, dear God, as he brings the word profoundly, but yet simply that a child could understand, dear God. Anoint him afresh, Father. Holy Ghost, have your full right away in your male servant, in your son, dear God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. As he expound on this word, dear God, as you give him revelation of this word, dear God, let the hearers, even now, this is an interactive Bible study. So, dear God, as he brings it forth, let us come forth as well, dear God. So we thank you for Elder John. We thank you for what you're doing in his life. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for your word. Your word is a light unto our pathway. Hallelujah. We thank you, and we give you praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. To God be the glory.
Amen. Thank you, Minister Herman. Amen. As we move forward with the word of the Lord, we are in Proverbs chapter 19. And again, for those of you who are just coming on, I'm seeing numbers that are just still coming on. If you could, please, ma'am, please, sir, please keep Bishop Eddie Harris from out of Chicago in prayer. He was rushed to the hospital the last minute. I received a minute call last hour. If you could, keep him in prayer, he and his family. He was the speaker for the hour this evening, and he was rushed to the hospital. So, you know, God always has a ram in the bush. Amen. My topic this evening, from my studies this evening, is a change agent finds wise caution. A change agent finds wise caution. And as we get ready to go through this, I'm going to extrapolate I'm going to be reading out of the NIV and then extrapolate the word of the Lord, and also I'll be asking for comments as we go through it. If it speaks to your spirit, please share with the listeners, because each and every one of you as the body of Christ has something to offer to one another. Amen. It may be experience or something that you have gone through. So please, ma'am, please say it, sir, if you would. Share your experience. There are 29 verses here, and we're going to try to get through all 29 verses. And please understand that the principles here does not condemn, it does not condemn promptness. What we're talking about, all it does is just describes how both of them can benefit, how both of them can benefit. Amen. So as we go into verse 1, in the NIV. It says, better for a poor man whose walk is blameless than a fool whose lips are perverse. And here, and I'm sorry, I'm going to go through 1 and 2. And it is good to have zeal without knowledge, nor to be hasty and miss the way. So we are in Proverbs 19, and that was 1 and 2. Better for a poor man whose walk is blameless. And here, blameless is someone who is morally whole, someone who is morally whole, someone who is conscientious about what they say and what they do in the presence of the Lord. They make sure that their actions and their conversation is aligned with how God wants them to function. Blameless means morally whole. Now, there is the other. Then there is the fool. There is the fool. A fool is someone whose lips are perverse. It's someone who will say anything and everything that comes to their mind. Amen. One who speaks words, the words are twisted. Their words is someone who is destitute and hungry to be seen. Someone who is not honest. Someone who will say anything and everything, and they are hungry for attention. Amen. A fool, someone who is twisted in the words that they use. And in here, it says, it is good to have zeal without knowledge. Now, zeal here means someone who has drive or vitality, someone who has drive or vitality. That is zeal. And someone that has zeal is someone who is ambitious, okay, ambitious to do things. A person who is considered a fool in here is someone who is without adequate knowledge. Now, have you ever known that there's some people who will just say things without knowing anything that's going on? Will talk about station on within the church, talking about what they heard rather than the knowledge that they have gained from that. It's someone without adequate knowledge, but yet they will pass that information on to the hearers without even knowing if it's adequate, if it's true, if it's true. And they are someone who is hasty, someone quick to use their language to create blunders, to create confusion, someone who is quick to do that. And that person is in here is missing their way. They're always making mistakes, creating confusion in the midst of the body of Christ. That might be someone that you know of. As we move on, a man's whose own folly, we're on verse 3, a man whose own folly ruins his life, yet his heart rages against the Lord. A man's own folly ruins his life, yet his heart rages against the Lord. And in here, in verse 3, foolishness is saying that foolishness ruins a person's life. Do you know of anyone who is always just doing foolish things and constantly making mistakes in their lives, constantly heading in the wrong direction? Someone who is considered irresponsible, a person who does not want to own up or be responsible for their own actions. They don't want to be responsible for their own actions. And here, note that this person should not blame the results of their carelessness on the will of the Lord, but they do. They do. They're blunders, and they make so many mistakes in their life that after a while they begin to start to blame it on the Lord. But yet it is their fault. They don't want to own up to their own actions. They don't want to own up to their own actions. Amen. Number four, verse four, it says, wealth brings many friends, but a poor man's friend deserts him. Wealth brings many friends. And why is it that a person that is wealthy, people want to be around? A person that is wealthy is someone who always has money. But yet, just the opposite. The person who is in poverty, a person who is, on the other hand, is going through bad times or had trials and troubles or losses, they don't have any friends. For some reason, people do not want to be around people who are considered in poverty. It's embarrassment. They avoid them. They embarrass them. Why? Because they don't look the part. They don't look the part. They don't talk the part that the person may want. So it's an embarrassment to them. So what they do is they try their best to avoid being around or associating with anyone who is considered poor. But yet, here it says, person who has money, everybody wants to be around. Everybody wants to be around. Amen. Verse 5, a false witness will not go unpunished, and he who pours out lies will not go free. Will not go free. A false witness here is someone is going to eventually be punished. You know, and I truly believe, you know, that we are under, the Lord is constantly watching our actions and our thoughts. Amen? A false witness, you know that you're lying. You know that what you're saying, that you're breathing out and spewing out things that are not true.
Mm-hmm.
That are not true. False. Those are false friendships. Someone who is constantly lying, even if you've called them a number of times, constantly lying, here it's saying that you should stay away from them. They are false friends. Mm-hmm. They are not a true friend to you. They're not a true friend to you. They are considered a false witness. And no different than in court. It talks about court. They go in court and they are easy to say or use words that are not true in court. Just to go free. And here it's saying here, it says a false witness will not go unpunished, but he who pours out lies will not go free. Mm-hmm. Someone who is lying all the time, here, the word of the Lord says that they will not go free. Eventually,
Dr. Clay,
catch up. They tell so many lies that they become confused with all of the lies that they say, and before you know it, they become twisted.
Yeah.
And you listen to what? Didn't you say that a time, one time before, something totally different?
Yeah.
It catches with them. It catches up with them. Amen.
Amen. Yeah. Amen. Dr. Clay.
Yes.
I think it's a parallel of today.
Go ahead, talk.
Oh yeah, we are right in the midst of this one. We're right in the midst of it. there is not truth to be told anywhere. Every time truth comes out, there's a counter conversation going on saying it's not true. Well, we can't live in a society where truth is not told and everybody has their own truth. It doesn't work that way. Yeah, and they Amen. Will be punished. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
You know,
Any more comments? Amen.
You know, I'd like to. Oh, go ahead. Somebody else.
Go ahead, please.
I like this verse. King James says, "A false witness shall not be unpunished, and he that speaketh lies shall perish." That, now, unpunished and perish. Oh man, I mean, they're gonna perish. You know, and I understand it because the Word of God says liars will not tarry in His sight.
Amen.
You know,
Amen.
So that right there is deep. It's deep. Shall perish. You know, that's deep right there. And so, right, sis, there's a lot of that going on. You know, people give a 6 for a 9. My mother used to say, you know, they'll say, "This is a 6. This is what it is." But really, it's a 9. That's the real bottom line. That's the truth.
Amen. Amen.
Flip-flop. But they forget that God sees everything. He
Amen.
Knows every back door. He's in every back door
Amen.
Conversation.
Amen.
He's in every whisper, everything. You know, if we would keep God in our mind that he knows and he's omnipresent, we'd be a better world. We'd be a better church. We'd be a better
Amen.
Church. A
yeah.
better body. I'm
Amen.
Finished, sir. I'm finished.
Amen. But also, we just, you know, the Bible says that, you know, when we lie and you're bringing other people into that lie with you, those people are foolish anyway. He said they are wicked. So they perish anyway. They don't even listen to the fact that there is a God. They deny that there is a God that even exists. That's why they are
right.
so foolish, because they don't believe that God is going to do anything or there is a God that will judge them. That's why they are foolish. Okay? Yeah. That's a good verse. That was very good.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much.
I also would like to add that truth is very powerful, but it's important that you know the truth by God's word. And that's God's light, and by his word in the Bible. If we follow that, no matter who comes along and tells us this or tells us that, we know what the truth is, and we live by that.
Amen.
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 Amen. I said, study to show thyself approved. Okay?
Yeah, amen.
Amen. Dividing the word of truth. Study the word.
Right.
Study the word.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
So. Study the word. Mm-hmm. Amen.
That's the truth, because anybody can talk a good show. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Can't. That's true.
For those of you on Pastor Miles, can you hear me? Pastor Miles? He's telling me he can't hear me on Zoom.
Oh.
Can you hear me now? Mm-hmm. Okay, good. Okay, we're on verse 6. Many curry favor with a ruler. Curry, C-U-R-R-Y, please. Many curry favor with a ruler, and everyone is the friend of a man who gives good gifts. Here, the word curry, C-U-R-R-Y, favor, curry favor, that refers to someone who is blatantly insincere. Someone who is blatantly insincere. Someone who is always using flattery to get what they want. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
Flattering someone, such as someone that's considered a ruler or anyone, just so that they can take advantage of that person.
Mm-hmm.
They can take advantage. Person. So if they're going to take advantage of a ruler or someone that has something, imagine what they will do to someone who does not have anything at all. Amen.
Yeah.
If someone
Amen.
Curry favors always mm-hmm. someone who is ready, quick to pervert justice. Amen? They use their rich money to buy friends.
Exactly.
To buy friends.
Mm-hmm.
And a subject to many mm-hmm. offers for friendship. They buy their friendship mm-hmm. with their money.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what Curry mm-hmm. used here in the term of someone who blatantly is insincere. Amen?
Amen.
Verse 7. Amen. A poor man is shunned by all his relatives. How much more do his friends avoid him? And we talked about that. We talked about it.
Mm-hmm.
A poor man, because you don't have anything, for some reason you have a hard time or a difficult time, or that person has a difficult time having friends. Even their relatives don't even want to be around them. Mm-hmm. Even their relatives. Why? Because they are poor and they don't want to be associated or in the proximity. Of that person because that embarrasses them. They are embarrassed by that person. Amen?
Amen.
Though he pursues them with pleading, they are nowhere to be found. Pursues them, plead. Why won't you be my friend? Why is it that you don't like for me to be around you? Is it because the way I look? Is it because of the way, you know, because I don't have on the nicest things, the nicest shoes that you have, because I'm not wearing the nicer clothes that you have, so therefore I'm embarrassing you because of how I look. I look. And they're pleading for friendship. But yet, even though that they're pleading for friendship, people and relatives still avoid them. They avoid him.
So true.
Number 8, he who gets wisdom loves his own soul and he cherishes and he who cherishes understanding prospers. Here we're talking about wisdom. That's all it is. It's just related to wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
Living sensibly shows that a person loves his soul. Let me say that again. Living sensibly, this is wisdom. Wisdom from the heart. Wisdom. Okay? It is someone, when you're living sensibly, it shows that you love your soul. If you're living sensibly, you're not living recklessly. That means that you're thinking about, when I die, where am I going to go? Am I going to go to heaven or am I going to go to hell? I'm talking about my soul, folks. Where is my soul going to go? So they're living sensibly. They're living sensibly. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
It also is the cherishes. It uses the word cherishes here. It means to keep guard, to preserve, to keep guard, preserve. And someone who keeps guard and preserves is someone who has understanding. And when you have understanding, results in someone that benefits their soul. Everything that we do in life, let me tell you something. Listen, when it's all said and done, okay, our soul is going to go one place or the other, and it's going to determine how we lived our lives. How we lived our lives. Did we cherish the life that we lived, knowing that we are living for God.
That
we're living for God. We're not living for the world. We're not living for the rich. We're not living for others, but we are living our life for the Lord. And it says here that one who has understanding is saying here that they prosper. They prosper spiritually.
Mm-hmm.
Emotionally, as well, let me tell you something, as well as materially. So if you want, listen, many people are going after and trying to gain all these things in life, but they're trying to gain them the wrong way. If the Lord is not in your life, you're missing the big picture.
Mm-hmm.
You're missing the big picture.
Mm.
For God, listen, God wants us to live a happy life. He wants us to live a prosperous life. And if you don't have the Lord in your life, you are missing out on the big picture.
Yes.
You're missing out on the big picture. Hallelujah.
Wow.
Verse 9, false witness will not go unpunished, but he who pours out lies will perish. That's no different than what we talked about before, the lies that people put out.
Right,
it is not fitting for a fool to live in luxury. It is not fitting for a fool to live in luxury. How much worse for a slave to rule over a prince? So here is talking about, in verse 9, it's identical to verse 5. Except for the last verb. Apparently, it's repeated throughout this this proverb. Okay, not just lying with people, but also lying in court. And here it talks about luxury. Luxury, it's inappropriate. It's inappropriate, and it's saying that you need to watch the luxury. If you get caught up in the riches of the world, then you are caught. You're really idolizing idols. You're not worshiping the Lord. You're worshiping the money or the luxury that you have. If God is not a part of the luxury, then you are idolizing the wrong thing. Then you are worshiping idols. You're worshiping idols, and that's one of the worst things that you can do. Worship idols. And here it also talks about, and it gives another sense, it's saying that a slave in a position of rulership over those who ought to be ruling, and it's what it's really saying is that slave is unqualified to lead or in leadership position. That's just what it says. I'm only going by what it says here.
All right. Amen.
How much worse for a slave to rule over princes? Princes are rulers. So here it's saying that a slave is ruling over a prince. And it's saying that slave is unqualified to rule over a prince. A prince has been groomed for leadership. And I'm not saying that a slave cannot be a leader or a ruler, but you have to be groomed to know how to lead, to know how to lead. Amen? And that's just what that's saying here. It is his glory to overlook an offense. Patience. It is his glory to overlook an offense. That's someone who is not hot-headed. Who's not hot-headed? Patience is a virtue. And it's saying here that a man's wisdom gives him patience. Because he's wise, or she is wise in their affairs. They're wise in their affairs. And because they're wise in their affairs, that the glory is not overlooked. It's not overlooked. God recognizes when we are patient in our affairs. Doesn't it say that we're supposed to wait, be still, and know that I am God?
Yes.
What about it? Wait on the Lord. What about that? Wait on the Lord. Wait a minute. This ain't just not fitting my timetable. I need to get this done. I want it right now. I don't want to wait.
Yeah.
I don't want to wait. I'm not patient. I can't wait that long. Do you know anybody like that? Am I talking to you? My Lord. Hallelujah. Number 12. A king's rage is like a roar of a lion, but his favor is like the dew on the grass. Verse 12. And it's going to, when it's talking about a dew, you know when you see a dew in the morning, it's like refreshing. It's refreshing. And that's what it's saying. You know, it's saying here, the contrast is between the roar of a lion and the refreshing dew. There's a contrast between the two. There's a contrast. And here in verse 13, we move on to 13. I'm looking at the time. Verse 13, and I'm trying to get through this. Verse 13, a foolish son is his father's ruin, and a quarrelsome wife like a constant dipping. Oh, my goodness. Please don't get me in trouble on this one. A foolish son. A wise, if you look, if we go back and look, it's in 10:1. It says a wise, and we talked about this, a wise son brings joy to his father, but a foolish son brings grief to his mother. A foolish, and it's talking about the ruin. It brings ruin. To the family. It brings grief to the family because of their foolish actions, their foolish choices. They're sucked into almost like a deep pit of darkness because of their foolishness. And it's almost, they don't learn from their foolishness. They continue to make foolish choices. A fool is unteachable. A fool does not recognize their own mistakes. That's what he talks about.
Mm-hmm.
14. Houses and wealth are inherited from parents, but a prudent wife is from the Lord. A prudent wife is from the Lord. Let's look at that. This we're talking about. We're talking about a strong statement in a person's culture, how they were brought up, how they brought up. A prudent wife is someone who was wise. That's a wise wife. A wise wife. And the contrast is a wise wife, and the other contrast is a wife who's quarrelsome. Quarrelsome. Always complaining. Nothing is ever right. Always complaining. And it said a prudent wife is from the Lord, because you're talking about wisdom. They're using wisdom. They're using wisdom in the things that they do and the things that they say. They're using wisdom. They're not just blurting out and becoming quarrelsome. You know, and let me
That's
tell you,
control.
You know, someone who's nagging someone all the time, who becomes a nagging verbal person all the time in the household. 15, laziness brings on deep sleep, and shiftless man goes hungry. And all it's just saying here is that laziness will lead you
You don't work, you don't eat.
That's right.
Yes.
You cannot stay in the bed and expect money to wake up and have
That's
a bed,
right.
you know, head full of money. It does not work like
That's
that.
Right.
It does not work like that. When you go out and you earn your money, that brings happiness to you. It's almost like when you give something all the time, you can spoil them by giving them, because they don't have to work for it. They don't have to do anything for it. And what you're doing is the same here, that you're really spoiling them. You're not teaching them how to earn on their own. You're not teaching them how to earn on their own.
Amen.
16, he who obeys instruction guards his life, but he who is contemptuous will contemptuous of his ways will die. And all it's saying here is obeying instruction, obeying the word of the Lord.
Guards
his
Amen.
Life. Because
Amen.
God is going to be your protector. God is going to protect you as you go through. Because you are obeying instruction. Because the word does not come back void. The word says, I will always be with you.
Yes.
No matter what you're going through, I will always be with you.
Always.
Why? Because you are obeying my word. No different than a child obeying a parent. If
Amen.
A child obeys the parent, they become fruitful. But if they go out and they don't obey the parent, or they don't follow instructions, they find themselves in a world of trouble.
Amen. Amen.
Okay. They make a foolish mistake. Amen.
Yes, amen.
17, he who is kind to the poor lends to the Lord. Let me say that again. He is kind to the poor, lends to the Lord. And he who will reward him for what he, and he will reward them for what he has done.
Amen.
And there's a saying, you have to watch who you entertain.
Mm-hmm.
It's always watch who you entertain. Could you imagine?
Amen.
Could you imagine that you are in the presence of the Lord, and it may be a person that is in need, and the Lord just wants to know, are you going to help that person? And when you're helping that person, or helping someone in need, then you're lending to the Lord.
To the Lord. Mm. Amen.
You're lending to the Lord. And what I'm saying here is that when you're lending to the Lord, that you will be rewarded.
Amen.
Dr. Clay, also the scripture tells us that he says, when you've done it to the least of these, you've done it also unto me. When you wouldn't visit, when you wouldn't feed the hungry and all of that. Yeah, out of John.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So when we're helping, you've done it to the least of me. When you're talking about the least, you're talking about the feeble, the weak.
Mm.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And that goes beyond having pity for them. You're helping them out of true concern. You're helping them out of true concern. Not because you have pity for them, but you're helping them out of true concern. You have a heart for those who are feeble, weak, or helpless. And it says that when you do that, then you are lending to the Lord. Then it's almost like you're giving to the Lord. Because guess what?
Mm-hmm.
Guess who they belong to?
The Lord.
Amen.
Yes. Amen. Amen. Yes.
But here's the other side of that. It says lack of such kindness is condemned. Lack of such kindness is condemned. When you give it to the poor, it's like lending to the Lord. It's an investment that you're going to reap later on. So God will reward you. God blesses people who are generous. Generosity is always going to have favor in the Lord.
Mm.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Verse 19. Yes. Here we go. We're talking about a hot-tempered man must pay the penalty. If you rescue him, you will have to do it again. And so it's saying here that a hot-tempered man, someone who has a hot temper, who is always going off the edge, and you go and rescue and helping them, is saying that you are helping them at that moment, but they're going to do it again. You're not really helping them. You're not really helping them. You're not really helping them. If they're going off the deep end, okay, you're not helping them. And that's what it's saying here. A hot-tempered man must pay the penalty. They can't get away from that. You can't save them because they're doing it again.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we have to learn for ourselves.
Amen. That's true.
Sometimes we have to burn for ourselves. Okay, you want to stay in bed and you don't want to make money? You don't want no money? So you're going to have to learn the hard way. Am I talking to you? Uh-oh. You might have to learn the hard way. If you don't want to get up and work, I can't give you no money.
That's right.
For this. Why do you want my money? Why do you want my time? You got to get up and do it yourself. And that's why I teach it. You're teaching them to live.
Yeah.
There's a little saying that if you give a person a fish, eat for a day.
Right.
But if you teach a person to fish, they'll eat for
a lifetime. Yes. So true. So true.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What time? I know I'm really running short. I'm trying to get through this, folks. We are on
20, right?
Discipline your son, for in that there is hope.
Mm-hmm.
Do not be a willing party to his death. And here all it's saying is that if you don't discipline your
yes, yes.
So true.
If you don't discipline, and again, Doc?
You left four. You got 20 to go to.
Right.
Oh,
right.
Okay. Discipline your son. That's all it's saying. That if you don't discipline them, you're leading them to death.
Yes.
You're leading them to death. That's what it's saying here. Do not be a willing party to his death. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
A high-tempered man, right? Satan, we've already talked about that. Must pay the penalty. Okay.
Amen.
In verse 20, it's what it's saying. Listen to advice and accept instruction, and in the end, you will be wise. That's how we get instruction, by listening to instruction. That's how we become wise. Listening. Not talking. Not always talking, but listening. There's a difference between talking and listening. Counsel, listening to counsel, and accepting instruction. Moral correction and discipline. What it does, it makes a person in the end. Amen?
You can be
saving the life, or you could be leading them to death.
Yes.
Verse 21. Many are the plans in a man's heart. Many are the plans in a man's heart, but it is the Lord's purpose that prevails. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
But it is the Lord's purpose that prevails. A person, it says a person may and should, you should make plans here. It's not saying that you shouldn't make plans, but God overrule those to accomplish his will.
Mm-hmm.
So you may have a plan for your life, but God has another plan.
Yes, that's right.
God
the plan.
That's all it said. So don't make plans, but God can overrule those plans. You might think that you're going to do one thing, but God has something. Listen, it may even be better. Bigger, I would say bigger and better. If the Lord's in the plan, listen, it's bigger and it is better.
Amen.
Verse 22.
Amen.
You know, Elder John, if I may. Okay.
Yes.
No, if I may, like you said, we make plans, you know, and we all do that. But one of the things that I do say is God willing. Even God willing, because we never know what the next hour is going to produce or hold. So the plan is I'm going to see you tomorrow, God willing. I'd like to do this, or I will do this, God willing. So, like you said, we put God in everything, and knowing that we do, and He loves it. He loves it when we acknowledge Him. He loves it. I believe we how the praises go up, the blessings come down. But when we praise Him, He loves it. I believe I can see Him loving it. Like, listen to my people. Look at my folks. All right, I'm finished, sir. I'm finished.
Amen. What a man desires is unfailing love. Better to be poor than a liar. Unfailing love. And here, in the Bible, it used that as considered as hesed. That word hesed. Unfailing love. Okay?
Love.
Unfailing love. And that's a virtue that in people that God desires. An unfailing love. Virtue that God desires in a people. And it says it's better to be poor than a liar. The worst thing that God is the one who is spewing out lies. Okay?
Yeah.
We need to watch the words that we say, because God has given us so much power in the tongue. Okay?
Yeah.
He's given so much power in the tongue. You know, we can speak things into existence. God is, and listen, the tongue is the smallest member of our body, but most powerful.
Amen.
So we watch what we say of people.
Mm.
23. Mm. The fear of the Lord leads to life. Then one resists, and then one rests content untouched by trouble in 23. And we say the fears of the Lord, and we're talking about the fears of the Lord. When you fear the Lord, then you have life and you're secure and you're at peace. When you, amen?
Yes, yes.
The fear of the Lord, you know, and it talks about wisdom. It speaks about wisdom. Amen? And we go back to verse 3 of Proverbs 3:26, which we've already talked about. It says, the Lord will be your confidence and will keep you from being snared. In other words, caught up in the snares of the world.
Yeah.
Amen. Verse 24.
I like that. Okay. I'm just all over the place.
Rugged bird's hand in the dish, and he will never even bring it back to his mouth. And when we look at the sluggard, we're talking about someone who's just lazy. So lazy that they don't want to pick up a food in their mouth. And that's no different than someone that don't want to get out of the bed, go to work. Amen? And that's what we talk about. That's the sluggard. Amen? Won't even lift his hand to put food in his mouth.
That's lazy.
That's lazy. Amen.
That's lazy. Damn, that's lazy.
Yeah, they heard you. Flog. Let's get through this. Flog, a mocker, and the simple will learn. Flog, a mocker, and the simple will learn prudence. Rebuke is a discerning man and will gain knowledge. And in verse 25, and it says, and we're talking about what a mocker is someone who's simple, okay? A mocker is someone who's simple. Mockers do not learn. They don't learn. That's what it says here. Simple or the untaught. When someone is untaught and don't know themselves, they're considered simple. They don't know. And it said, and it goes on saying here, it says that the person has been warned, you know, about how they conduct themselves in the midst of others. And it goes on here, talks about verbal rebuke. That means you've been warned. The Lord tells us how to live our lives. The word of the Lord. If you want to know how to live, just go to the word of the Lord. Okay? That anything that you want to know, word of the Lord. Amen. 26. He who robs his father drives out his mother. Is a son who brings shame and disgrace.
Yes.
A person who robs a grown son robbing or mistreating his father. Amen. And it brings shame and disgrace on himself, his family, as well. Amen. The worst thing you can do is physically abuse your parents, the ones who brought you in this world. Physically abuse them. Amen. That is despicable in the sight of the Lord. 27. Stop listening to instruction, my son, and you will stray from the words of knowledge. It's saying don't stop listening to instruction. That's all it's saying. When a person is listening to is not listening, when a person stops listening to instruction, he is not listening or she is not listening.
That's right.
And if they're not listening, they're not wise.
That's
how can you be wise if you're not listening? Amen?
Amen.
28. A corrupt witness mocks at justice, and the mouth of the wicked gulps down evil. Verse 28. A corrupt witness, we've already talked about that, someone who mocks justice, okay, someone who's corrupt, someone who is worthless, someone who's wicked, okay, and then they're no different than false witness, no different.
That's right.
And it's saying here that what they do is someone who's corrupt, they gulp down evil. They gulp down evil. That's what they desire. They have this insatiable appetite for evil, for wrong. Anything that's not right, they love it. Amen. And I think my sister talked about that in terms of it speaks to today. Amen.
Yeah.
And number 29, which is the last, penalties are prepared for mockers and beatings for the backs of fools. Penalties and beatings are just to correct wayward behavior. That's what it's designed for. And it's saying here, do not, in talking about to the body of Christ, do not be a mocker and a fool. Amen. If you want to be able to gain, you know, favor from the Lord, do not become a mocker. Do not become a mocker. Do not become a fool. Okay? It talks about wisdom. Amen? So I was able to get to 29. Before we get, you know, as we close. Amen? Any comments?
Amen.
Excellent teaching, sir. You got through it. We thank God for it. And everybody, all of us that participated, was great. And the listening, everybody that was listening, we got it.
Amen. Amen.
God be the
Amen.
Glory.
Praise
so
the Lord.
Moderator, you did such a good job on short notice. The spirit was on you. I could see it through the Zoom, and I could also hear it.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Yes.
The way you were delivered.
Amen.
This was the last minute within the hour. So I thank God only by the grace.
That's one of your best proofs, because you had to lean on him.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
I
thank each and every one of you for coming on and being a blessing to the listeners, to silent listeners that are on. There are numbers on here that, you know, no one has said anything. They're just listening.
Yeah.
And I pray that you were fed this evening. You were fed something that you can, you fed on the Word of God, you digest it, and it's something that you can apply to your journey or your
Amen.
Walk.
Amen. Life,
And that's what this is all about. That's what we're all about, to pour in, pour in each other. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
So we do thank you once again for being a part of this hour. We'd like to invite you back next week. Pastor Miles will be on speaking next week, and so we will be waiting anxiously to hear what the Lord has placed on his heart.
Amen.
As he at the 8 o'clock hour next Wednesday. Amen. Reverend Matty, would you just close us? Would you close?
Yes, I will. Thank you. Father God, we just come right now in the name of Jesus. And Father, we just thank you for your word that came forth tonight. And Father God, let us not just be hearers of your word, but that we be doers as well, Lord God, that we would take every word that we have heard and apply it to our own lives, as well as teach it to others, Lord God, our children, our grandchildren, Lord God.
Yes.
That, Father, we would be wise believers, Lord God, that we would, as we take in your word and start to apply it, we start to sound and to look like you, Lord God. So, Father, I just thank you once again for your word that came forth. And, Father, it is life and it is medicine to our flesh.
Mm-hmm.
In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, who came in the flesh, amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God bless you. I love you.
God bless you.
Bishop Harris. Prayer. He had to rush to emergency. So please keep him in prayer. May God bless
All
you.
All right.
We love you.
God bless you. Good night.
It's so hard to face the dawn of each brand new day. Free from all the doubt that grip my past. For I found in trusting Him that every day life starts again. As I look toward the things of life that last, I can begin again with the passion of a child. My heart is called a vision of a life.